The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word that you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay. So did you realize that in this Gospel, we get to hear from our very own St. Jude? Yeah, it's not often you get to hear a quote from St. Jude in the Gospel, but Jude is the one who speaks when he says, "What happened, Lord, that you'll reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And our Lord answers, "Whoever loves me keeps my word. Whoever keeps my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." Now, you've heard me say many times before, our Lord has told us, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments." But you know, the power in any sentence is always the verb. So let's talk about this for just a moment. What does the word "keep" mean when our Lord says, "If you love me, keep my commandments"? Well, the Greek word for "keep" is tereo, and it has three meanings. Okay, the first meaning of the word tereo, to keep, means to obey. If you love me, our Lord says, obey my commandments. When I was teaching high school, I got lots of blowback when I said that, because they'd say, "Oh, what kind of statement is that? If you love me, obey what I say." These people have not yet been parents, okay? Because anybody who knows more than somebody else and loves them knows. It doesn't need any explanation. Please, if you love me, do what I'm telling you. Don't cross a busy city street. Don't play with matches. Don't play with power tools, okay? If you love me, obey my commandments, is what our Lord tells us. And I hope that makes perfect sense. But tereo means more than just obey. Tereo also means to keep, the way you keep food in your refrigerator, the way you keep gas in the tank of your car. Something that's there for you when you need it. And so when our Lord says, "If you love me, keep my commandments," he says, hold on to these teachings. You're going to need them in times of temptation, in times of anxiety, in times of sadness. Remember what I told you, our Lord says. Now, I've come to know that nobody ever deliberately chooses sadness. Nobody ever chooses anxiety. What they choose, rather, is to disobey our Lord's commandments. And sadness and anxiety always follow like the night, the day. Okay, so our Lord says, please, for your own good, keep these. There's a third meaning, though, to the word tereo. And it means to keep the way an armed guard stands watch over a bank vault. When our Lord says, keep my commandments, he says, protect this now. It's a treasure. Each and every last one of you here in this church, some form or another, has got a wallet, has got credit cards, and what? You're keeping them, right? You're not going to let them out of your sight, not for more than a moment. And this is what our Lord asks us to do as faithful members of his church with his teachings. And this is why the church will never back down from revealed truths, no matter how unpopular they get. You talk about the truth and meaning of matrimony. You talk about the truth and meaning of human sexuality or contraception or all these things that people get so upset about. And I don't care how unpopular they get. Even if a generation doesn't appreciate them, they remain a treasure. And if you love the Lord, you'll keep them as well. Many of us know that when we come to the hour of our death, we will do no boasting before God. Somebody asked me recently, if you could say one word to Jesus, what word would you say to him? And without hesitating for a moment, I said, I would say to him, mercy. And they said, you wouldn't say love? I'd say, mercy is love's other name. I'd go straight to the word mercy. But if we're wise, we'll know that we don't have to wait until the hour of our death before we face our final judgment. Our final judgment begins right now. Every decision, every choice you make is a decision to choose what your heart loves. And our Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Let's do so now in every meaning of the word and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Pius V. Pray for us.